The Mets and Nationals Saturday night from Citi Field. Noah Syndergaard making the start, but he would be limited to just one inning. In the third, the Mets already have a run in. Kevin Plawecki is at the plate with two on, facing Steven Strasburg.
Pitch. Plawecki grounds it up the middle. That might get through. In a shallow center, it does. A base hit. Cabrera scores. Nimmo around third. He comes home standing up. Plawecki with a base hit to center scores two. Balls, two strikes, the pitch. And it's a high fly ball, left field, it's deep, Nimmo's going back, he's at the track, he's at the wall, and that ball is gone. A home run to the opposite field for Adam Lind. 1-1. Okay, loops this one to center, off the glove of Turner, and then he slides to make the catch on the ricochet. A circus catch by Trey Turner.
2-0 pitch hit deep to right center field, and we may have a tie game here. This ball is long gone.
That's got a loud sound to it to center. Lagares back on. See you later. It hit the black wall.
The Nationals even up the series with a 4-3 win in 10 innings as they hit three home runs. Sean Doolittle picks up the save. Steven Strasburg left after 5 innings and 83 pitches, giving up 7 hits and 3 runs. The Mets had a 3-0 lead, but they fall in 10 innings to the Nationals 4-3. After the game, here's Mets manager Terry Collins.
Yeah, it was great. Great to see him out there, and glad he's okay. Glad things went well. We're gonna see how he feels tomorrow and the next day, and we'll have him get himself ready to see if we can run him out there one more time. I saw a lot of things. I told Matty, I told you guys the other day he's been using. He wanted to work on his slider. I saw some outstanding sliders in the first 2 innings he pitched. Outstanding sliders. The ones that we used to see, they may not be as hard yet, but they were really good ones. And then, he got hurt with got the change up to Lind. I mean, right pitch, wrong spot. But other than that, I thought I saw a lot of better things out of Matt. I thought his arm action was better. He looked freer. There were some positives tonight, and I hope Matty looks at it that way, because I know he'll be bummed out that he gave up 3. But hey, look, these are tiny steps that we got to take in the process, and I thought he threw the ball much better.
Noah Syndergaard made his return. He was scheduled to throw 1 inning, and he did, throwing just 5 pitches, throwing 4 strikes, striking out 1. He gave up a hit, but got a double play ball. And here's how he felt afterwards.
Yeah, of course. 5 pitches, and then threw 40-pitch up-down in Miami maybe 6 days ago. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like I could have definitely gone out there and been able to do that. But, 1 inning, that's all I needed. Just get my feet wet and hopefully go into the offseason healthy.
Matt Harvey followed Syndergaard, throwing 4 innings, giving up 4 hits, 3 runs, a couple of walks, 2 strikeouts, and allowed a pair of homers. And he talks about his progress.
The balls that I definitely felt a lot better throwing, a couple good sliders, a couple good fastballs. Overall, it was better. I think kind of reevaluating the whole thing and trying to take more so of the positives out of each of these last 2 starts and move forward with that instead of killing myself over and over again on everything.
Sunday's pitching matchup in the rubber game has Max Scherzer on for the Nationals against Jacob deGrom of the Mets.